Afternoon. My name is Cheryl Wasson, and I'm the daughter of Adeline Holt Smith, whom I'm interviewing today about religion, beliefs, and other great questions. So, good afternoon, Mom.
Good afternoon, Cheryl.
So, can you tell me about your religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs? So, the type of religion you're involved in?
Well, I'll just start out. Okay. I belong to the First Christian Church in Vero Beach, Florida. I believe in God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. And I believe that I'm going to go to heaven when I die. I believe that whatever I ask for from God, I get it 20-fold. When I look back over my past life, He has answered and taken care of me and everything that I wanted. And I have no complaints. And even my daughter, I know He took her, but she's in a good place. So mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. And I hope all the rest of my family will be that same place someday. Mm-hmm. And so, they will not go before me.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anybody that taught you about God and Jesus?
No, I just, when I started going to the First Christian Church, I went to Sunday school and Bible study, and I picked up a lot of stuff that way. Mm-hmm. And of course, getting older, you always get more into it mm-hmm. when you're older.
Were there any points in your life, I know that when we've done interviews before, you've talked about going to Sunday school, and that could have been in South Dakota. And then perhaps later on when you guys moved to Brandywine, Maryland, for Grandpa Holt, your dad's new job, were those things that also made an impression upon you?
Yes, of course. Anything that your parents do, it leaves an impression on you, or probably not a depression, maybe a depression. I don't
know. Mm-hmm. So now, I understand it that since you your heritage is from Northern Germany and from Norway, what type of religion was practiced then in South Dakota, where you grew up before you moved to Maryland?
Well, I was, of course, quite young back then, and mm-hmm. I knew about Jesus. Not about as much as I can remember, other than Christmas. We always had a Santa Claus, somebody dressed up, brought in a big barrel of nuts and candy and stuff and passed out. That was my biggest thrill, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But you guys were Lutherans then. Did you attend a Lutheran church out in South Dakota?
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm.
So very very much the tradition of Lutheran. Mm-hmm.
Yes, until I married your dad. Mm-hmm. And he was Methodist.
Okay.
And so I didn't go to a Methodist. That isn't what I wanted. It wasn't what I wanted. And I wanted a more Christian church where, I don't know how to explain this. I got into really getting into going to church on a regular basis when I married Patty's dad. Mm-hmm. And he belonged to the Church of Christ.
Oh, okay.
And I really liked it. I really got into it then. And I enjoyed that much more than I did the Lutheran or the Methodist. They meant nothing to me.
Yeah, I can remember when we lived in Manville, Illinois. I do remember going to, I believe it was a Methodist church, and it seemed to be rather rigid. I don't have any negative impressions of that. I do remember Sunday school. And of course, I do remember going to the Church of Christ in Streeter. And then later on, I do remember going to the Church of Christ that was in Winona, Minnesota. And I really enjoyed that a lot. Was there any specific time in your life where you felt like you really realized that you were going to embrace the belief in God and that Jesus is a forgiving God?
I guess it comes with age. Mm-hmm. And in my past. And my past and my present molding together made me think more about it.
Was there any person that witnessed to you that shared their belief in Jesus Christ that had a big impact? And a lot of times people meet other people. Sometimes we call them our foot angels or God's foot angels, Jesus' foot angels. Was there any person that was really important in turning you towards Jesus Christ?
Oh, yes. I went, that goes back to Streeter, because I met a girl in a place I lived. I can't remember her name anymore, but we got to talking about it one day, and I said, well, I'm too late. I'm not going to go to heaven because I've sinned. And she said, how have you sinned? And I said, by divorce. And she said, oh, no, that's not the way to look at it. I'll show you in the Bible. So she did. And boy, that was a big relief off of my mind when I found that out. Because I didn't think I had a chance of ever going to heaven.
So that was a big turning point for you in realizing that we're forgiven for our sins, and that
indeed it was.
Gave you great hope, and that all we can do is try to be the best that we can as we move through our life. That's wonderful. Have you experienced any miracles? Many people, when they have spiritual beliefs or religious beliefs?
I never did until this year, after my daughter Debbie died. She came to me one night, and I heard a noise in the house, and so I woke up, and I saw a light, and I saw Debbie from her waist up. She never said anything, but at that point, I knew she was okay, where she was.
That's beautiful.
It's hard for me to talk about that. It's really hard for me to talk about Debbie.
Yeah. I know that she has left a big hole in your heart. That's for sure. But we know she's in heaven and she's got her wings. That's for sure. What was
So that was a that was really quite a thing when she came to me, because I had heard other people tell me about visions that they had. And so anyway, I'd never, it never happened to me until then.
So you do believe in an afterlife then?
I do.
What do you think it'll be like?
I think it'll be truly wonderful being with Jesus. And helping him, walking with him, whatever's going to happen. When we get there, we won't know until we get there.
So when
and we'll see, we'll see a lot of people that have passed.
Yeah, that I remember one time asking Debbie when she was quite sick, but still pretty with us. And I would ask her questions about things that she had, whether she had had any dreams. And she talked, you know, about seeing, I think, Grandma Wasson and Grandpa and Grandma Holt, and I think it was Aunt Eleanor, and they were kind of motioning her to come and be with them. And she said, nope, I'm not ready yet. So they all waved her on and said, that's okay. When it's your time, we'll be glad to see you here. So that was beautiful. So if you, when you meet God, what do you want to say to him? That'd be a, it's kind of a tough question in a way.
Yeah, I think at the time you'd probably be so in awe that you won't know what to say. That's my feeling.
Well, one thing is for sure.
So just be in awe.
Yes. That's beautiful. I know that I'm sure that you know that, that you obviously brought all of us kids up in the church. I know that. And I think that as a whole, you know, each one of us has to speak for ourselves and what our beliefs are. But I know for sure that Debbie and Patty, myself and Brother Bill, I know that that has had a big influence. And I'm sure that it also has with Brother Kenny and Chuck being raised in a different family. I'm not sure how much they went to church, Chuck and Homer Shockey, but
they didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't.
So there've been many, many seeds that you have planted, and I know that you've had a big impact on my spiritual life and my beliefs, and that solidly planting that belief in God and that Jesus Christ is our Savior. So I thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to turn to a few other different questions, because it's very clear that God has played a big role in your life and the influence of Jesus Christ. And a question a bit about the man that you married, Ivan Smith, because you both were married in the First Christian Church in Vero Beach. Do you feel that that was a God thing?
Oh, definitely I do.
Mm-hmm. So that somehow,
no question,
God had a plan for the two of you to meet and spend your, one could say, some of your golden years together with him for at least 20 years.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a wonderful man.
That's great. So, if you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just have a hard time answering that because there's more than one time.
Well, you're allowed to tell us.
So how do
tell,
you choose
tell us
between
a few.
One or the other?
Tell us a few memories that really stick into your mind that you would want to hold on to.
Well, when I had my first baby, Debbie, mm-hmm. that was an awesome experience because I'd never been through it before. Mm-hmm. And my wedding to Ivan, I think, was an awesome, mm-hmm. awesome experience,
mm-hmm.
because all you girls were my bridesmaids,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaughter and my niece, who is no longer with us, Linda's daughter. They were my flower girls, and my sister Thelma was my maid of honor,
mm-hmm.
and my two boys were Ivan's best men.
That's great. Wow. And what about Grandpa and Grandma? What did they play a role in your wedding?
Oh, yes. Grandpa walked me down the aisle. First time,
mm-hmm.
first time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a very special time to be together. Do you have?
Yes, Mom and Dad were both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not something that a lot of people, usually you're in your younger years, because how old were you when you married Ivan?
59.
Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a little bit later in life. So what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I guess the way my life ended up, I had a good husband. It was like a first time ever marriage. And all my kids are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just proud of the whole thing. Everything has just turned out great. Mom and Dad have gone, and I got to spend time with them, mm-hmm. and I can't say anything better.
Mm-hmm.
It just was an awesome time in my life.
Can you tell me about some?
And I'm very comfortable in life right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that cannot always say that, right? Mm-hmm. So can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Friend or relative?
Either or both.
Well, I'd have to say Edna Bjorgo, who is a friend I met in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. She's still living. She's in her 90s. And we talk every now and then. That was a moment out. That's a, not a moment, but that is a special thing in my life that I'll always remember. Mm-hmm. And as far as relatives, I guess my Aunt Louise would have to be, she had to be somewhere there, mm-hmm. because she was very special. Mm-hmm. That's my mom's sister. And I lived with her as I was a little girl, mm-hmm. before we left South Dakota. Mm-hmm. So then LaVon was kind of like my sister, mm-hmm. or I was her sister, one of the two.
Yeah, we certainly spent many times.
Yeah,
many,
those are special times. Yeah,
many times together. I know I kind of oftentimes felt like Aunt Louise was another one of my grandparents, one of my grandmothers, in that she certainly took the time to make sure that we were invited for different kinds of holidays, Christmases and Thanksgivings and Easters. And
always, yeah, mm-hmm. always took us in. And I can't let it not be said that Aunt Eleanor was a favorite one of my aunts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She came out, she lived with us in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And she lived with me down here in Florida, mm-hmm. for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that when I'm reading through the life and times of Adeline Holt, that I could see what an influence that Aunt Eleanor had in your life, too, that she really helped out the family a lot. And since she wasn't married ever, I think that she fit in quite well in being able to help out with things within Grandpa and Grandma Holt, your mom and dad out in Brandywine, and then later on in life too. I always have very fond memories. She always made us feel very welcome also in visiting her. I remember one time she had a album, yeah. and Debbie liked that too, and it was from Cher, and she would play it on the one of those console records there in the living room out there on the farm, and it would be "These Boots Are Made for Walking." That was a fun piece. I know it was one that impressed Debbie too. So
yeah,
this is a question that sometimes we all maybe contemplate, but not always easy to answer. How would you like to be remembered if you reflect back on almost 90 years of being on this planet Earth? How would you like to be remembered?
That I just don't know how to answer that. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I guess I could say I would like to be remembered as a fun-loving person, mm-hmm. a loving person, a good mother, a good wife. Mm-hmm. That's about as much as, and a good friend to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And for sure, I think when I think about you, as important as your faith is, that you were a woman of faith.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. You know, God was always there. Mm-hmm. I just never acknowledged him, but I knew he was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was just waiting for me.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done?
Oh, you're getting hard questions here now. I can't think of anything. I really can't think of anything right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. I think there are
probably, probably not marrying a good marriage right from the beginning. If I had to do it over again, I would strive for that.
Mm-hmm. But boy, I don't, when you're so young like that, it's hard to always know. And we always have our...
Look what I got out of it. I mean, I had a lot of problems with him, but I had six wonderful kids out of it, or five. I mean, five wonderful kids that can be thankful for. So I have him to thank for that.
So would you say then that your children are, would that would be one of the proudest things or accomplishments that you've had in your life?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So, Mom, what does your future hold? If you think about where you are now, what does your future hold?
What future? Well, what's left of it? I think it's going to be fantastic.
Can you?
And I'll be ready for whatever comes in front of me.
What is that? Can you expand on that a little bit more? It'll be fantastic. So I know you've talked that you feel like you feel really comfortable in your life the way it is right now.
Okay, if I just go to sleep some night and not wake up. That's the way we don't always have that choice. But if God grants me that, it would be perfect.
And otherwise, there's really possible that you might end up moving up north, too, to be with all of us so that you're not down
here. Well, that's a possibility.
So that may be in your future at some time, and we'll have to see how that goes.
Yes. That is definitely true. And I would like for it to happen while I still got my faculties and my own sense of whatever. And be able to get around by myself.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of longevity in the family. If you think about how old did Grandma Holt, how old did she live, your mom?
Oh, 93. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
Dad was 89. Mm-hmm.
And then your Grandma Rika.
Grandma Kettwig, she was 105, I believe.
And of course we have Aunt Margaret, and she's I think maybe 105 now as we speak, but
she's not a blood relative.
Right. She was married to Herman, who was a Kettwig. And he actually died a bit earlier, didn't he?
Mom.
Yeah. Your mom's brother. Let's see here. When you think about your grandchildren and any words of wisdom as you've lived such a long and fruitful life, any words of wisdom that you'd want to impart to your grandchildren when they have the opportunity to listen to this interview?
Just be a good child, be good to your parents, and live by the law of God.
Okay. So that's one of the things that would be important, I think, for them to be able to hear from you. For future generations of your family that are listening to this years from now, is there any other further things that you would like to say as you've been able to see so many types of, so many different things that have happened over a period of 90 years and so many things that have happened in the United States and how lifestyles have changed and technology has changed? Any thoughts for future generations?
Just be ready for whatever comes down the road. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat right now, so I can't talk very good.
Okay. So at this time, Mom, is there anything... at this time, is there anything that you've never told me but you want to tell me now?
Nothing that I can think of, Cheryl.
Are there any things about me or any of the other brothers and sisters that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
Them?
Yeah, could be, well, it could be me or it could be any of the other siblings.
Repeat that again.
Are there things about me or about Billy, Kenny, Debbie, Patty, Chuck, that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
Not that I know of. I mean, Kenny would have been the only one about drugs. And when I was out visiting him in California, he told me how he got off of the drugs and why the reason was. Because he had a daughter to raise.
So in that, you know, in asking you that question, I think one of the things that it points to is a really strong communication that we have within our family, that we've been able to communicate a lot of things, to be able to not shy away from asking questions and answering questions. And as we've gotten older, I think that that's even gotten better. And I remember specifically when we all started, first kind of the girls started coming down here to visit you during one of the winter months. And then eventually when Kenny came back into the family, then we started making it kind of a sacred thing, you could say, for a week's time where all of us were there, plus some cousin Diane, and we would play some things, some type of board games and share things and different kinds of activities. And one of them, I believe, is Life Stories was a board game that we played. And those were important times to be able to share about things that were important to us and to find out more about what our feelings were.
That was a good game because it brings out the real you in a family. Mm-hmm. And because you have to answer honestly. Mm-hmm. And Kenny was his first time back with our family after 15 years, and we played that game. Mm-hmm. And he started talking about how much he had missed, and he felt bad about it. And eventually, he started crying, and then we all started crying. So it was a good outlet of everything pent up in us over the years. So it was good, refreshing.
Yeah, and it was kind of a... I think a chance, you know, a lot of times families don't get a chance to do that thing. So I feel very blessed that we were able to be able to do that, and that all were able to share and were willing to share with that. And that probably attests to, I think, the real closeness that our family had. When you talk about one of your proudest moments is that of raising all of us to adult and feeling that sense that we all have our place in life, we know who we are, and that we're successful. And so much of that really comes to the strong woman that you were in raising us in times that were always not so difficult. And but you persevered, and you knew where you were, you knew what you needed to do in order to show us love and to be sure that we had food on the table and discipline. We had faith. We were given that as an option for us. And those are things that I think centered all of us as we were growing up. So I thank you again very much for being such a strong woman in that and leaving such a legacy, because many of us now have children and we're handing down a lot of the things that we learned from you to our own children. So that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I feel proud that you're sitting here telling me that. That makes me feel, it makes you feel like it was all worth it. You know, because it hasn't been easy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Never been easy. But now when I sit back and people ask me, how did you do it? I have no idea. I just know I did it. I did what I had to do, and I hope I did it right. That's all you can ask for, you know.
Okay, well, I think that unless there's anything else that you would like to share with us or expand about our conversation regarding your beliefs and pretty important philosophies and thoughts about your life, then I'd like to thank you very much for being willing to be interviewed. And I hope that generations to come here within our branch of the family will have this as an opportunity to be able to hear from their grandmother, their great-grandmother, their great-great-grandmother. Any closing thoughts?
I just want to say that if anybody gets a feeling that I didn't say something that bothered them, I hope it didn't. Mm-hmm. And I would apologize now before, and they should say to me, ask me to task me mm-hmm. about it, why I didn't say this or say that. It might be because I just didn't think of everything. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of years behind me and mm-hmm. a lot of thoughts and memories are there. Just don't all come out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll probably sit back after this interview and think of a million things I could have said. But then we would never get done.
No, we would not. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. With that, here on the 7th of April, 2021, we are going to close off, dear mother. And I hope that some of the other brothers and sisters will also take a look at this interview and be inspired to have an interview with you too and ask you some further questions.
Amen.
I love you, Mom. Okay.
Love you too, Cheryl. Don't ever forget
it. I won't. All right. I'm closing off now. Okay.